This is the story of Frosty the Snowman. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear the Christmas chimes ring like this. Let's begin now. One fine snowy day, Sally and her brother Joe were having fun trying out their new sleds. The hill behind their house was perfect for sledding.
Come on, Joe. Follow me.
Suddenly, they heard a familiar voice.
Hey, come help us build a snowman.
It was their neighbor, Billy. After they had put away their sleds, Sally and Joe ran down the hill to help. Their friend Tommy was already rolling a big ball of snow around the field.
Yes, sir. This'll be the biggest snowman we ever made. Whew! I'm gonna need some help now.
First, they rolled a great big snowball. Then, they rolled a medium-sized snowball. And finally, a little one for the snowman's head. Then the children stacked the snowballs, one on top of the other. Billy ran home and brought two bits of coal to use for the snowman's eyes. Sally gave him a button nose and a funny corncob pipe. Tommy brought floppy galoshes and a scarf for the snowman. And Joe said,
"Look, I found a pair of old red mittens for him to wear."
"Now all we need is a hat,"
said Sally. So they began to look around. Sally found an old green cap, but it didn't look just right. Billy found a battered felt hat, but it still didn't seem right. Just then, down the street came the whistling wind, and it blew to their feet a shiny top hat.
"Just what we need,"
cried Joe. Billy was amazed.
"It's like magic."
Tommy picked up the shiny top hat and put it on the snowman's head. Zing! Tommy's hand sprang back with a shock.
"It is magic."
"So it is,"
said a deep, chuckly voice they had never heard before.
"And a pleasant sort of magic, if I do say so myself."
"It's the snowman,"
whispered Sally.
"Yes, ma'am. Frosty the Snowman, at your service."
Billy thought he was dreaming.
"He's alive."
The snowman started off down the hill.
"Come on, children. Follow me, and I'll show you how to have fun in the winter."
"Hooray, let's go."
And the children ran after Frosty. With Frosty's help, everything was easier and more fun. When they built a snow house, the snow blocks packed tighter than ever. They all went ice skating, and the magical part was that while they were with Frosty, the children could stay out and play in the snow and never get shivery cold. Was it Frosty's warm heart or his magical smile? Whatever it was, they thought it was fine. Each morning when the children came out to play, Frosty had a wonderful plan all set. One morning he said,
"Let's go shopping today. I've never seen a store, you know."
So they all joined hands and away they skipped, off toward town where the shops stood in rows. It was fun showing Frosty around, for he thought every window was wonderful. They led Frosty all around the town that day while the warm, wintry sun shone down. As they came to a corner, a warm, gusty wind blew off Frosty's hat. Frosty went running after it. Before the children could follow Frosty, the traffic policeman blew his whistle for them to stop. They waited on the corner while trucks, buses, and cars streamed by. The policeman blew his whistle again. The traffic stopped, and the crossing was now empty. But Frosty was nowhere in sight. Tommy looked around.
Wait! There's Frosty's top hat by that pile of melting snow!
Mr. Policeman?
Cried Joe.
Where is Frosty the Snowman gone?
Don't cry, children, said the kind policeman. Frosty the Snowman has gone away, where all snowmen go on a sunny day. But he'll be back at your bidding and call whenever great heaps of snowflakes fall.
And he will.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop, and he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop! For Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye, saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. Thumpity-thump, thump, thumpity-thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity-thump, thump, thumpity-thump, over the hills of snow. Thumpity-thump, thump, thumpity-thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity-thump, thump, thumpity-thump, over the hills of snow. Bye, Frosty. Thumpity-thump, thump, thumpity-thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity-thump, thump, thumpity-thump, over the hills of snow. Thumpity-thump, thump, thumpity-thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity-thump.